If you take out a student loan to help pay for college, you're going to have to pay back the money you borrow plus the interest. And with college getting more expensive, more people are turning to loans to help pay for it. President Obama has a couple plans that he thinks will help students manage their student loan debt. He talked about them during a speech in Denver, Colorado yesterday. The first plan deals with how loans get repaid, specifically how much you pay and for how long. Congress already passed this. It's scheduled to start in 2014, but the president wants it sooner. The other plan would let students who have multiple loans combine them into one repayment program. That way, they might be able to get a break on the loan's interest rates. Some things to keep in mind. We're only talking about government loans. A lot of students have gotten loans from private companies, and those students wouldn't benefit from this. Also, this covers new loans. If you've already borrowed money, nothing will change. And if you're behind on your loan repayments, you won't be able to be part of this program. The bad news, college costs thousands of dollars a year. The good news, many students get scholarships or grants to help pay for it. We're asking about this on our blog today. If you're planning to go to college, how do you plan to cover the costs? Will you work your way through, get a student loan, or is your family saving up? Tell us at CNNStudentNews.com.
Today's shout-out goes out to Mr. Burns' World Geography class at Morris Middle School in Houston, Texas. What part of the human body makes red blood cells? You know what to do. Is it the heart, lungs, pancreas, or bone marrow? You've got 3 seconds. Go. Your red blood cells are made of marrow, which is the tissue inside your bones. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.